to What's Your Ministry Podcast, an extension of McCoy Solutions University. I'm your host, Shamika The Real McCoy. I help business owners, entrepreneurs, and individual students use their God-given gifts and talents to serve in kingdom expansion. My prayer for you today is that you leave here equipped and empowered to combine your personal and professional life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace. Enjoy today's show.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How is everyone doing? It's always a pleasure to join you guys here. As I was studying and preparing, I was like, Lord, it's time again. It looked like I was just here with you, and now we're here once again. So I want to welcome you all in the room. Go ahead and drop in the chat to let me know who you are and where you're from. Drop your city in the chat. I love connecting with kingdom builders like yourself, and I'm here to be a resource to you. Just kind of jumping in there, of course, I am Shamika The Real McCoy, here the owner and founder of McCoy Marketing Solutions. And through this platform with What's Your Ministry Podcast, it's a branch of McCoy Solutions University. So if you're looking for additional information on that, just go ahead and check that out on social media. And so here with this podcast, we've created a platform for kingdompreneurs. And basically, that simple term just means is a person who combines kingdom as well as entrepreneurship. As I shared, go ahead and drop your city in the chat. Let me know where you're joining me from as we're building this community together with kingdom builders in various locations and having kingdom conversations. Make sure you subscribe to the channel at Shamika The Real McCoy. Take a moment to turn on notifications and share this episode with someone you believe who could use it. And tonight's episode is all about you are anointed with power to complete the assignment. And before we jump in, I'm a business and faith marketplace minister, and I like to open up with a word of prayer. Now, our founding scripture tonight is actually coming from Philippians 1:6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And with that being said, Heavenly Father, we welcome you in the room. You are welcome here to speak to your people here in the marketplace. We thank you in advance for those who have an ear to hear what is the Father saying to you tonight regarding to your business, your personal life, however he wants to combine the two. What is he saying tonight to you to utilize in the marketplace? Or maybe it's the workplace. And so, Father God, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're on time, God. And I also welcome you to interrupt my notes. I love to tell the Holy Spirit that because he gave me these notes, but he is welcome to interrupt it, whatever he want to say, however he want to say it. In Jesus' name, amen. So just a little bit of a recap here, guys. I like giving recap. As I said in previous episodes, I am a marketing and ministry coach who loves to talk back to the audience. So talk back to me. Drop a comment in the chat if you feel need to say something. But our last episode, we're currently in season 5. Season 5 is 5 on both sides. Season 5, episode 55, which is actually episode 3 of season 5. And last time we talked about the power of a made up mind. Here we learn that God gives you an assignment and that it is your responsibility to execute it. Now, with execution requires more than just an idea. It requires a made up mind. Say it with me, made up mind, a made up mind. It also requires commitment and a willingness to keep moving even when the process get difficult. Because starting, you know, we all have that exciting energy when we get ready to start something. Oh, I'm about to start a diet, or oh, I'm about to start something new. We always have that real big excitement energy when it comes to starting. But the truth is, you need power and endurance to complete what you're required to complete, which is your assignment. Now, we are all called in different ways in the marketplace here. We're called as entrepreneurs. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining. I've already shared. Drop in the chat. Let us know where you're joining from. So hello, Alexis. Thanks for joining. And so as I was sharing, with that little bit of a recap, if you're interested in seeing the full episode from last time, just go ahead and click that link, The Power of a Made of Mind, catch that replay, and then stick with it and see what is the Holy Spirit saying to you, connected to your business, connected as a kingdompreneur, or maybe you're in the workplace. Maybe you're thinking about starting a business. Maybe your assignment is in motherhood. We all are called to multiple different assignments, but I guarantee you the power of a made up mind is going to help you with that assignment process. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. Dallas, Texas in the house. Yes, it is. Now, with this made up mind, that's kind of leading us into the topic for tonight. Now, the full title is You Are Anointed with Power to Complete Your Assignment. You are anointed. I have to break that thing down and say it again. You are anointed with power to complete your assignment. Now, have you ever started something that you knew God placed in your heart, and somewhere along the way, you got distracted? Oh, Lord. Distractions. Nobody likes them. Maybe you started questioning the timing, or maybe you started comparing yourself in the process. Lord, is this taking too long? Maybe you are comparing yourself to others, or maybe you got frustrated because the results was taking too long. It wasn't coming fast enough. Or maybe you started looking at the next opportunity before completing the assignment that was in front of you. You know, we sometimes do that, jumping in other lanes, having our hands in so many different fires that we're not focused on the one lane that God has placed in front of us. But if you could focus yourself in that one lane, if you could focus yourself to complete the assignment, you'll be surprised how God gives you this anointed power to keep the process going. So tonight, I want to remind you, that God does not only give assignments, he also gives power, grace, and endurance needed to complete them. Let me say that thing again. That thing was so good. Baby, that thing was so good to my sanctified soul. Let me say it one more time. God gives power, grace, and endurance needed to complete the assignment. As I shared before, many people are not struggling with ideas. No. They're not struggling with ideas. They're struggling with this cycle of starting and restarting and comparing and abandoning. But there's a but here. I love but in scripture. I love but because it leads you sometimes to think about what is going to come next. And I've often found the piece that comes next, that's after the but, is more powerful than what was in front of it. And so I'm going to say this one more time. They get stuck in cycles of starting, restarting, comparing, and abandoning the assignment, or abandoning what they was committed to do. But there's a but here. There is a power in completion. This was even reminded to me, honestly, I was on a prayer call just last week. I'm going to briefly give my testimony. We overcome by the words of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. And on that call, I was tempted to get off the call. But do you know, staying on the call to the end, it blessed my sanctified soul. And it also solidified the message that I'm speaking right now. So you'll begin to notice as you complete an assignment, as you complete and as you stick with that thing, that the Lord will give you an anointing to complete the assignment, and the anointing brings about power. So guys, I got my paper Bible. I got the paper Bible tonight, y'all. So right here beside me, paper Bible tonight. And so we will be turning to it real soon. Just giving you a heads up, 7 Up, is that this podcast combines business and faith. And so tonight we turn to scripture. I got it open and I'm ready. But I want to break down tonight and give you guys a little bit more of an understanding when it comes to anointing. Say it with me, anointing. Anointing. That's what we're getting ready to talk about right now, the anointing. Many people want the anointing, but they're not willing to sacrifice to receive what comes with this anointed oil, that process, that crushing process. But let's just really break down, what is anointing? And how does God use this when it comes to completing our assignment? So the word anointed, A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, it actually means to be chosen, to be set apart and empowered by God for a specific purpose. This anointing, it's not just a title. Many people want the title, but they don't want the work that come behind it. It's not just a title, but it's also connected to your assignment. We need this anointing. We need this anointing to lead, anointing to serve, and anointing to build. And I'm here tonight to remind you that you are anointed to complete what God has called you to do. And for me, it's this unique piece of ministering in the marketplace. As I shared, dropping that paper Bible out tonight, and that paper Bible is, who can we look at? I asked God, who can we look at as a good example on who was anointed? Who could we look at? I don't know if you want to guess who we could have looked at, but I'm going to go ahead and drop this scripture for you in the chat. And tonight we're going to look at David. I went ahead and dropped that for you in the comments so it could be seen that we're looking at David tonight. Paper Bible. I'm actually using the NIV version. I love this New Living Application Bible. It really breaks it down for you. I want to take a look at some of that commentary tonight too. And so here the word says, 1 Samuel 16:13. It says, so Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. What I noticed here in scripture as the Lord was preparing me to speak for you guys tonight is David was anointed in private, in a secret place. He was anointed before he stepped into the fullness of his assignment. And as I was studying, David was somewhere around a teenager. Maybe he was about 15, 19, something around that range. But it was actually around 30 years old when he took the position of being king. Interesting. I love backstory and this piece in the background. It kind of helps us to execute the process. And so it took a time frame. God had to process him. He had to prepare him after he was anointed, before he came in the full fruition of his assignment. And that same thing happens for us, guys. That same thing happens for us when we are anointed to complete an assignment. This anointing is given, this anointing. And oftentimes always, 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 after we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, after we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, this power comes upon us to lead. It gives us power to endure, power to grow, and power to complete assignment, to complete the assignment. You'll hear me say that multiple times, complete the assignment. You need endurance to grow, to prepare, to stay connected. He had to trust God in this process, through the process. And that's the same thing that we have to do tonight, guys. So I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you leading from where you have been called to serve? Or because leadership is connected to the assignment? So that's going to bring me to my first point tonight, guys. I'm going to go ahead and drop it on the screen so it can be seen. Is the assignment requires obedience. The assignment requires obedience. God is not only giving us this power, but he's giving us a power to start and to complete a thing. As I was continuing in scripture, I love to connect scripture to business and faith. And the next scripture I want to drop with you guys, I'm going to drop it here in the notes so you can see it. It's actually Luke 14 and 28. Luke 14 and 28. Drop that right there for you guys so you can see it. Hear that first scripture, and I'm just sharing it here with four references. That 1 Samuel 16 and 13. Drop that on the screen so it could be seen. And our second scripture reference here is actually coming from Luke 14 and 28. And here, Jesus is teaching about the parable of counting the cost. And really, people love to use this in business. They talk about before you start anything that you have to count the cost. But really, Jesus was talking about the cost of being a disciple. The cost of being a disciple. And what I notice here in the examples that the Father used, that Jesus used here, he talked about a man building a tower. And he also talked about a king preparing for war. And what Holy Spirit revealed here is this principle was the same concept. It's before you commit, you must count the cost. You must count the cost. Now, kings had to count the cost of before he went to battle. And disciples have to count the cost of following Christ. That means there is a step that goes beyond believing. There's the next step of actually being a follower that leads to discipleship. Now, this same reference can be used here in business. Business owners have to count the cost before doing business. Now, in business, it's inspired. It's very important. Business can be very inspiring, but these systems of consistency and execution is what helps us to complete the assignment. So you could take this same analogy here at What's Your Ministry podcast. We combine business and faith. You could take this same analogy that Christ used here in counting the cost to discipleship, in counting the cost to discipleship, and use that same principle in business. We have to count the cost. We have to count the cost. And oftentimes, organizations use a concept, what we call vision statement. And this vision statement, it provides clarity when we're going to build these systems on a daily basis, and it creates action steps, what we need to move forward with vision. So if you counting costs, you're going to be writing some type of plans down. Look here, it's going to be some business plans, some marketing plans, some type of plans. You're going to have to write something down to execute that process when it comes to counting the costs. So many people are inspired to start, but few are discipled enough to finish. And with that being said, I want to move here to my second point. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Is my second point here talks about distractions. Distractions are designed to delay your assignment. But in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every distraction that's coming your way, that's trying to hinder you from moving forward to the assignment that God has called you to complete. I rebuke distractions that's trying to prevent you from staying focused on that straight and narrow path. I want to give you some concept. A practical concept to take a look at is the scale. The scale. I'm actually talking about a measurement scale that we stand on and oftentimes to weigh ourselves. And sometimes we use a scale to help make decisions. But the thing about this scale, though, guys, is the scale cannot meal prep for you. The scale cannot make your decisions. The scale cannot build you as a disciplined disciple. It can't do that. And the scale can only reflect where you are at the moment. And just like that scale, guys, many times we do this in purpose as well as in business. We're looking at the numbers. We're looking at the followers, the revenue, the sales, the visibility, the results. But what I've noticed here is that we are allowing measurements to distract us from the assignment. Because when we focus too much on measurements, then the mission, which is the assignment, we can become discouraged where we are instead of committed to where God is taking us. It's a deeper process here. This deeper business lesson is that metrics are used and should be used to make decisions, but they should never determine our worth. And I say this all the time working with clients, is that that scale, just like that scale and measurements, they're used to collect data, and that data is used to help us make a decision, whether it's favorable or not. And guys, I want you to ask yourself one more question when it comes to point number two, which is distractions are designed to delay the assignment. Is ask yourself the question, why am I not where someone else is? Instead of asking yourself that question, the real question is, am I faithful to the purpose that God has placed in front of me? I keep saying this over and over and over again, is to remind you and encourage you tonight to be committed to the assignment. And with that being said, I'm bringing up point three. Point three is there is freedom that requires in maintenance. There's a freedom that takes place in this process with point number three. Counting the cost. Yes, that's what we're talking about tonight. Is that when God delivers you from something, he also teaches us how to walk in freedom. This deliverance that to get us out, this deliverance process to take place, is also the discipline that helps us to stay free. Now, the enemy would love for you to return to what God has already brought you out of. I've heard it said like this before. He would love for you to return back to your own vomit, but not today, not today. We are staying focused on the assignment. We are staying focused on that power that God has placed on your life to help continue to move you forward in what he has called you to complete. We're staying focused with this anointing power that he has given us to maintain this freedom, guys. Now, this also applies in business, too, because it was you who prayed for the clients. Now, to build the client system, you pray for growth. Now to build consistency, you pray for opportunity. Now to increase your capacity is where this breakthrough of the blessing takes place. But stewardship maintains the blessing. Stewardship is what we need, guys. It's what we need to complete the assignment. And with these practical applications that I'm talking about tonight, I place before you guys a guided resource. You can either click down there in the show notes. It's an activation guide, a free resource available to you to help assist you in the process. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put that QR code on the screen so it can be seen for you. And that QR code is an activation guide. That God is here to help you this week when you're asking yourself questions. What is distracting you from keeping and pulling you away from completing the assignment? I want you to write it down, identify the pattern, and use this guide to help you maneuver through that process. It might look something like this when you write it down. When I feel blank, I usually respond by blank. Guys, what you'll begin to see, you'll begin to see a pattern process to take place. You'll begin to see a process that take place. And I believe right now that Holy Spirit is going to speak to you if it's a negative cycle to break that cycle. He's begin to speak to you to create action steps to help prepare you to complete the assignment. I'm excited about that, guys. I'm excited about this process of what Holy Spirit is doing in your life. I'm excited about the process of completion. Now, since I've broke down those steps, 1, 2, 3, the assignment requires obedience. Number 2, distractions are designed to delay the assignment. Remember that when distractions come. And that 3, this freedom, once we're delivered from a distraction, there's a freedom that's required to maintain the process. So guys, as it is seen on the screen, that QR code is available for you to download that activation guide. And I also want you to know that here I am available for a discovery phone call as needed. See if we're a good fit for each other. If you need support with creating strategies around business, around connecting faith in your business, around marketing, creating these systems, and moving to the next level of execution, I invite you to connect with me for a free discovery phone call, 30-minute phone call, that is. That link is available for you in the show notes as well. To be a resource to you, this is a free resource available. Again, every kingdom builder, whether you're here on the live, I appreciate you for joining me tonight. I appreciate you for connecting with me. And prayerfully, the resources here are available to help you execute this process in completing the assignment. And as I'm bringing this about to a close, guys, make sure you connect with What's Your Ministry Process, What's Your Ministry Podcast on all digital platforms, where we meet here bi-weekly on Mondays, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you so much for joining me. And as I'm bringing this thing about a close, is that kingdom builders, I want to remind you, is that power was not only just in the assignment, but God gave it specifically to you to complete the assignment, the power to grace you through this assignment, to place you inside of that realm of completion. Now, remember, it's a process. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. So don't Do not allow distractions to convince you that you've missed your moment. There's a process in building. You're here to be equipped, to be empowered, and that anointing comes to finish the assignment. The race wasn't given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those who complete the assignment. So I'm pouring out blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon you on this week. Prayerfully, this message has blessed you. I pray that you subscribe, turn on notifications, subscribe here at Shamika The Real McCoy. Share this episode with someone you believe that this can be a resource to you. Again, thank you so much for joining me for Kingdom Conversations here in the marketplace. This is your host, Shamika The Real McCoy, signing out and again saying thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, Real Ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.